had to make a list of your life admin, put everything that's in your head down on paper, how long would that list be? Some academics at the moment are called list making errand paralysis, that we don't know where to start. So many of us ignore making the list or ignore the list totally and hope that it all goes away. So is it mental load or is it just simply our to-do list on steroids? 1-300-222-774. Christina Margarin is a to-do list expert. She's a workshop facilitator and a public speaker on productivity. Christina, welcome to Afternoons.
I'm delighted to be here.
I'll get you to come a little bit closer to your mic for me, hun. I've got a text here saying, Rochelle, I do a to-do list because I find it helps me sleep better at night, so I'm not thinking all night about the things I need to do. Does making a list help everybody?
Well, actually, there's some research that says that if you write down everything you think you need to do tomorrow, you'll fall asleep about 20 minutes faster. 20 minutes is a lot of extra sleep.
It certainly is. What if that list, though, is really long and takes you a long time to make the list and then makes you feel stressed because all night you're thinking, oh my God, I didn't realise how much stuff I have to do tomorrow. How on earth am I going to do it?
Yeah, I hear this a lot, that people say, I can't possibly write down everything I need to do because the list itself is incredibly overwhelming and I just don't want to face it. But that's not what science actually says about what happens when we write things down. Now, there's something called the rehearsal loop. The rehearsal loop is your brain reminding you of things that you need to do. If you need to pick up milk on the way home, mm-hmm. the rehearsal loop will remind you 5 or 6 times throughout the day that you need to pick up milk on the way home. There's a few problems with the rehearsal loop. Firstly, it reminds you at the wrong times. It'll remind you while you're at work, but it won't remind you when you're actually at the shops.
Yes. Yep. And that's why we always come out without the thing on the list.
Exactly. Yeah. The second problem with the rehearsal loop is that it has limited storage capacity. So there's only a few things it can remind you of on any given day, and it doesn't prioritize. So it'll remind you 6 times today to get the milk, but it won't remind you that it's your mum's birthday and you should text her happy birthday.
Why is it that all of a sudden in society we talk about mental load more now? And that's kind of to-do list on steroids, isn't it? I feel like that term wasn't used in the 70s or 80s.
Yeah, well, certainly we have a much faster pace of life than we had in the 70s or 80s. But we also get distracted much, much more often throughout the day than we did at that time now. So every ping, ding, ring, every social media notification, every text, every phone call, carrying our smartphones around with us is distracting us. And that's actually draining to the brain. It consumes energy. It consumes the fuel that your brain uses to run on, and you run out of it earlier during the day.
There was a survey done, I think, in Britain, and there's been some academics from America commenting on it. And it's talking about how, and in particular millennials, I think, but I think, to be honest, it's everybody, looking at errand paralysis. Mm. So those pings that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And that's everything these days, from a school alert to a hairdresser appointment, or a reminder, a doctor's reminder, or a receipt from something that you've bought, other random things that you don't even know what they are. Your phone is constantly saying, hey, hey, you got to be on top of this. You've got to be on top of this. And we feel so overwhelmed. Is that something we need to manage?
It is absolutely something we need to manage. And this is why the first rule of writing an effective to-do list is to write everything down. Because that rehearsal loop that I was just talking about that distracts us throughout the day and that doesn't remind us of things at the right time, it's been shown by research that when we actually write things down on a list, they don't keep bothering us in that same way. So what feels like overwhelm if I write everything down is actually because you've got all these things bouncing around in your head. But if you write them down, they won't be in your head anymore. They'll be there on paper and your brain knows it's taken care of. And it's not going to be worrying about them quite so much.
And whilst we're going through that process, do you start to actually then look at prioritising and thinking, you know what, I've actually got enough milk to get through for the next day. So if I take that off my today list and add that to tomorrow, and you start to reorganise your list and realise that what needs to be done is more manageable than once thought.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the other really important rules of writing an effective to-do list is to roll with the punches. One thing that I hear a lot from people about why they find to-do lists stressful is because they feel guilty when they don't get everything done. But that's misunderstanding the point of a to-do list. The point of a to-do list is to get things off your mind and onto paper. And so if you're not getting it all done, that's exactly what it's there for. It's there to remind you of it tomorrow. It doesn't matter if you didn't get to it today. It's there on paper. It will get taken care of and you don't need to worry about it.
1-300-222-774. You can text as well, 0437-774-774. Christina Margarine is with you and you're on ABC Radio Melbourne. My name's Rochelle. And I was curious if it was men or women that made more lists. But Peter, you're a list maker.
Yeah, I very much so. I make a day list, a week list, a month list and a year list.
Mate, you are a fan of a list. And when did this start in your life?
Oh, about 60 years ago.
So you've always been a list man. So what's on your list today, Peter?
Well, I've already done some building and gardening downstairs, pruned a tree, and I'm well ahead of myself. I'll go and settle and read the paper this afternoon and I'll be very pleased that I've completed my list.
And did you have Call Rochelle on your list today, Peter?
Well, I didn't know you were going to talk about lists, Rochelle.
I know, but I like that I've added something to your list, but in a good way.
Yeah, well, if I wake at night, I always have a piece of paper and pen by my bed and I write it down what I'm thinking of, and then I sleep well, and then I wake up in the morning and I find I can't read what I've written down in the dark.
Yeah, we all do that. I want to get Christina's opinion here because, Peter, what I'm fascinated with is that you have your sort of basic to-do list for today and, say, this week, but then what's on your year list? Is that more of your dreams and hopes list?
Oh, no, it's still a list, a job that I'd like to do, and if I can do it, I might. It might be a bigger job by painting or repairing a couch or increasing the size of my garden or decreasing it. Or there's a million one things to do, and I'm a guy to the cricket ground, and if I've got any extra time, I go up there or I go back to my old school. I'm never short of something to do.
Doesn't sound like it, Peter. Peter, thank you. You're one organised human and you've inspired me.
Well, I'm lucky to be that organised. Thanks, Rochelle, for your program.
Good on you, mate. Enjoy your reading this afternoon. Christina, do Peter's lists actually give him more time when in actual fact we think they give us less time? But check him out. He's a legend.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we tend to think that time is a really scarce resource, but our focus is a really scarce resource, much more scarce than our time. Most of us have about 4 hours of really deep focus that we can give anything in any given day. That's a lot less than your 24 hours of time that you have. And so writing those things down, getting them out of the rehearsal loop, making a list of these are the things I'd like to get to one day throughout the year, if and when I have time, that gets them out of your mind and allows you to fully focus on the thing right in front of you and do a much better job at that thing.